Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Dav Kof Chof Hei of Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include: Ein Bechor Nitl Baro Ke B'Muchzik. A Bechor is entitled to a double portion only in the assets that were Muchzik in his father's possession before he died, but none of those assets that were Ro that came in his possession after he died. A continuation of the B'nei Marav's opinion regarding Bechor Nitl Pishnayim B'Milva Avoloi B'Ribis. If the heirs collected a documented loan owed their father, according to the Rabbanan, a Bechor does get a double portion in the principal, but not in the interest, because as Rashbam explains, Milva Kamanda Gavyudami. The loaned money that was originally in the father's possession was transferred into the shtar, and the shtar serves as a mashkin until the loan is repaid, and since the shtar was muchzik, the principal is also considered muchzik. But the interest that was never in the father's possession is not a part of the shtar, and is therefore considered ro, not muchzik. Machlekes Rabba and Rav Nachman in the B'nei Marav's opinion whether Gavu Karka, only if they collected land, it is considered Muchzik, or Gavu Mois, only if they collected money, it is considered Muchzik. Yisayimim Shagavu Karka B'chevis Avien Bal Chayv Chayzer B'gayv Mehen. If the heirs collected land for money owed their father, the father's creditor can then confiscate this land for their father's debt. But if they collected money, the father's creditor cannot confiscate this money for their father's debt. The machlik is Rav Huna Rav Anan in the incident of Savsa, whether a husband can inherit the portion of his deceased wife in her grandmother's assets. Milva she'imai palgi. If the Bechor had borrowed money from his father that he has not yet paid, the Bechor and his brother split the additional portion in his loan payment.